Gather around your speakers, hoop heads. It's NBA story time. Jamel Johnson here to spin you tales of NBA shenanigans you didn't know you needed to know. Like that time when a little startup league tried anything to be relevant, or when Ricky Davis earned himself a dumb nickname. I also love you, Ricky Davis. Catch a new tale on NBA Storytime every week, then listen to the postgame where I break it down with comedians, ballers, and what have you. Find NBA Storytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Guys, what's up? I want to take a quick second to let you guys know that our podcast is supported by Anchor. That's right. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. I'm doing this ad from my phone as we speak. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Evidently, I can't talk. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now back to the show. Fans, you are in for one today. We talk about an entire gamut of things. We're talking about the riots in Des Moines and Minneapolis and the murder and the racism and Jack's Pizza sponsoring the podcast and Spencer Petras and the Hawkeyes coming back to Iowa City. What's going to happen with Corona, Tesla, and Elon sending somebody to the moon? All right, we talk about everything. Sit back, relax. Let's have a day. Let's go. Welcome back, Wash Up Walk-Ons fans, episode 121 of the podcast. Today we were supposed to have a guest, and again, we got cucked a little bit, but this time it was not his fault at all. Not gonna divulge the names because it'll be a surprise when he comes on soon. But the corona got my guy's schedule all tied up, had to deal with some bullshit that he's not happy to deal with. Yeah, an absolute, soon to be an absolute legend in college football. It's just going to take a little bit of time to become a legend, but he's on his way. But now it's just the three of us. So I thought, since we don't really have any set content, I would start you guys off with a story of this past weekend with Drake Kulik, and because it's kind of funny. And so I went to the mall with one of my roommates just because it was a way to get out of the house. Malls are open now, so I thought, why not?
You're one of those guys, huh?
I'm not afraid to get the corona. So I'm pretty sure I've already had it, you know, like they say 98% of people are.
Yeah, you should get the antibody test.
Yeah, I could, but then, yeah, I just.
Drake's not afraid of it because he knows that the bleach in the butthole.
Right. No, Drake, yeah, so if you guys listen to the Drake's advice to fight COVID, Drake's been doing that regimen every single day and he hasn't gotten it. He's been butt chugging bleach for about a month now.
I drink black coffee and sit on Lysol sprayers.
Yeah.
And I don't get corona. But anyways, back to the story. We went to the mall and my roommate wanted to go into the Adidas store because they were doing like a 60 or 70% off sale.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go grab a Cinnabon cinnamon roll and I'm going to sit right here.
Fantastic decision.
And not go in the store because I would have had to stand in line to go in the store. So I sit on the bench, and lo and behold, there's somebody left a phone next to me. So I just sat there and guarded the phone the whole time, eating my cinnamon roll. It was I saw my roommate was ready to check out, so I'm like, well, nobody came back for the phone. I'm about to leave, so I didn't really know what to do. I just –
thought, you know, what's the most responsible measure of action or action to take? So I just, I dialed 911 and walked away.
you took the phone and dialed 911?
And then just went about my day.
So your hope was that the police would find the phone and...
I'm confused.
I just thought, you know what? Just
can you just finish your thought process? What do you think would happen after you dialed 911? Or
I don't know what happened. I walked away.
So, I know you don't know what happened. What did you think was going to happen? Why was that a solution?
Because it makes for a funny story.
Okay. Now, see, that story started with you said I wanted to make the most responsible decision or the most responsible action, and then you ended up doing what a 4-year-old would do and just dialing 911 because that's what I did when I was 4 on our home phone, the landline that's connected by cord to the wall. I dialed 911 when I was like maybe 6 or 7 years old, and I'm pretty sure the fire truck showed up in front of our house and my parents had to be like, yeah, sorry, that wasn't
the fire truck showed up in front of my house one time too, but it was actually on fire.
Yeah, it sure was. What a time to be alive.
It was a time, dude. It was a trip. Dude, when it's cold outside and it's late at night and you're standing in your driveway or brisk. in the street watching your house just burn to the ground, it's a trip.
Yeah, that's juicy stuff. So Drake mentioned it. We don't have a guest. We do have the guest, though. Probably going to record with him next Sunday. We've got a few guests lined up. The guest that I contacted, the female guest that I had mentioned, she's in. All right, so I'm locking down either next Sunday or the Sunday after that for that one.
The first female on the podcast, right?
Yeah, I think it will be. I think
breaking barriers. Let's go.
God, we're really we're crossing the gender barrier. Osmosis right across that barrier, Kev. So that one's locked in.
It's all about breaking the gender barrier.
Jesus.
Moving on.
Brady Ross has been active on Twitter lately. Brady Ross, first of all, want to call the guy out. Said that he hadn't been invited to come on to the show on Twitter.
I can't believe you called him soft.
And my guy is a liar. Because he was the guy who we were hyping up to start the year off. We wanted Brady Ross, B. Ross, to be our dude to open up the season, the 2020 year. And you know what, Brady? You probably caused Corona. Because when you decided that you didn't want to come...
No, McSorley did that.
McSorley could be responsible. But yeah, so we're going to get B. Ross on soon. And we have this other guest that was supposed to be this episode coming on soon. So we have a lot of good people. And that's just the run that we have coming up in the next couple weeks. We have been off for almost a month, since that Drake's Advice for Corona episode. So some things have probably...
If you have my advice, I'll bet you guys are healthy.
Right, healthy. Picture of health. There's been some stuff that have happened in our lives, obviously. We don't just, you know... You guys kind of get the snippets, but when we're not podcasting, stuff is still happening and we're not talking about So I kind of want to, you know, update each other. I'm super happy to just sit down and be able to talk to the boys. All right. I'm in a good spot today. Love Sundays. Kind of a bit of a work day for me. I've been doing some training on the side.
To ask you how your Tyler Kluver Twitter fitness has been blowing up.
Dude, this June challenge, man, kind of took off. We got
people. Are you Katie Hearn?
No, because I don't have that booty, but...
Or a good hairline.
Or any hair, really, which development there. I'm going
to... You're ready to shave it because Brady Ross put the gif.
Yeah, that was a good gif. He got
that was a great
gif.
Was that the final straw?
No. I'm going to try and go Bo Bauer and try and get some product to maybe help thicken my hair and see if I'm one of the few people that stuff actually works on. I know.
Well, you know what? It's better than doing nothing, which you have been doing for the past couple years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, what? I hope it works out for you.
I appreciate that, Kevin. I truly do.
Why don't you just shave your pubes and glue them up there?
Okay. Well, there's that. So, exciting stuff. No. You're an idiot, dude.
And we're another 10 minutes into the podcast and we've talked about absolute nonsense for the 120th time in a row.
So for those listening, there will be Hawkeye content in here. But of course, you know, marketing, we want to tease you like, hey, we're going to put it in the middle is kind of where I have it in my itinerary for this episode. But Drake, to your point, Tyler Kluber Fitness, for now, we're supporting the family of two right now.
Hey, pull out.
Yeah. Well,
I'm on a roll today, dude. I'm drinking my coffee. I think
maybe a little more than coffee is going on over there. So, dude, right now you can call me an entrepreneur, self-employed.
I've been and calling I'm, you an entrepreneur, dude. A Twitter entrepreneur. That's your title.
Yeah. Speaking of, I mean, I think that there's a lot of potential sponsorship opportunity for those listening for the podcast. We really
Ray's restaurant, yeah. Pete and Kim Harmon. We're gonna make them the first official restaurant to actually.
Yeah, they're not just gonna be a sponsor. They're gonna be the fucking title sponsor.
The title.
And, yeah, and then like I said, for those that didn't see the tweet, like if you guys own a small business that may pertain, like if we can do some kind of funny advertising where you guys help support the show, we kind of blast you out to like the local Iowa City community, the Des Moines community, Cedar Rapids, whatever, like. We're all for it. We want this to be 50-50 because it helps us make money as a company, the most trash company that there ever was. And then we can help you guys advertise. Dude, come on. Imagine us three doing advertisements. I mean, like...
Are you kidding me? They're good. They would be just as good as Brendan and Theo. Maybe they would be second place to Brendan and Theo, but...
Yeah. So, there's that. I'd like to know before we get into some current event stuff, which is going to get interesting. Kevin, how have you been? Wait, actually, hold on. I have something for Kevin. Let's see here. Let's see what Dolph has to say.
Kevin Ward, good to see him back out there.
Oh, there it is. Kevin Ward, good to see him back on the podcast today.
Are you shitting me, Kluber?
How long did it take you to find that clip? I honestly want to know, how bored were you to say, I'm just going to find some clip of Dolph saying.
So as you know, Kevin, and we'll talk about it, why he was gone last week. He's been gone for two episodes, but Dolph, please welcome back to the podcast.
Kevin Ward, good to see him back out there.
Yep, good to see him. So the Fight for Iowa podcast is a product of the university or Learfield, a combination. I don't know if it's been going or if they started it during Corona, but they have been replaying like big time games, stuff like this. And I got a tweet the other day that said, hey, some random person, I'm listening to the Fight for Iowa podcast. And at the 1 hour, 30 minute mark, so I didn't go searching for this at the 1 hour, 30 minute mark, Dolph says something about Kevin Ward. He must have been out of the game and he came back in and he's good to see him back out there. Thought it would be useful for the podcast. And I was like, you're goddamn right. I'm going to go clip that.
That's an amazing clip, dude.
So this past week, I went in and spent a little time and clipped that little portion. So now when Kevin's been gone for a while, I can play and he comes back. I can play the old
Kevin Ward. Good to see him back out there.
And, you know,
and he's back in action.
Back in action. Now you look good.
That's pretty funny. I'm not gonna lie. That's pretty good.
Good. Yeah. See, every once in a while, you know, every 3 or 4 months, this podcast takes a small step forward. One small step for man, a giant leap for mankind. Which, by the way, Elon Musk and
a rocket.
Yeah, this was on my current event list. We might as well talk about it because it just came up. Elon, we just sent the first manned mission from the U.S. in 9 years, up into space. I think just an hour ago or maybe 2 hours ago, they docked at the International Space Station.
It's kind of crazy, right? It has been 9 years.
Yeah, dude.
And the thing that I was thinking about when I was talking about Jake, because we kind of watched the launch, yeah, it was like, they did this like 50 years ago.
Yeah. How did they do that? Or did they do it?
They put a person on the moon 50 years ago with 1969 technology. It's fucking wild.
Can you, dude, how much of a fucking leap did they have? Like, Neil Armstrong.
You wouldn't have caught me on that jet. No,
yeah, you have to be absolute batshit to volunteer for that mission.
He had to have some faith.
No, listen to this. How about the dudes who climbed on the rocket after the one blew up while it was still in
Earth atmosphere? Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, hey, by the way, our last attempt at this, everyone died.
And
so,
everybody watched it happen live.
Right. Dude, those guys. And you know what's crazy to me? I actually was reading up on Elon because after we watched the launch replay, Lauren was like, how did he, what, why is he so, like, why is he the way he is? And I'm like, I don't know. He's just a one in a million. But I was like, I'm interested. I want to go back through Elon's, like, time. And so I went through his, like, Wikipedia. He founded SpaceX in 2004. They first started this whole, like, Falcon stuff, the Dragon, all of this kind of planning in 2008. And they just sent the first manned mission 12 years later. Like, that shit takes so long.
And so much.
I would say that's actually pretty fast considering, like, you like just in 2004 decide, okay, space company. And just
private
later,
space,
space. I think that's pretty impressive, to be honest.
Yeah, it is impressive. It's just, it's space travel is so interesting to me. It's so intricate and just like unknown that it takes that's fast. 15 years is fast to get something done.
Imagine the capital that you have to be able to put the money aside to fund a space company for 15 years.
Yeah, I mean, eBay bought PayPal, which he was heavily involved in, for like $1.5 billion in 2002.
How about Snapchat, by the way?
Yeah, and then he got in on, he's Tesla. And so everything he touches just, it is just rockets in value. And so he's got all this money. It's just insane. He owns a solar company. He owns I didn't know this. He owns an AI like brain prosthetics company.
Not a big fan with the AI stuff, because I'm hearing that there's about to be an artificial eye. That people who were blind in the one eye, boom, you pop this in, it's got night vision, it's crystal fucking 4K clarity. Wow. It's hooked up to the neurons, so literally just neural signal to your brain. We're turning into robots quickly.
I kind of like it.
I'd gouge out an eye to have night vision.
Yeah, same. Yeah, I'll let them take both my eyes out if they can guarantee me that 4K.
See everything in HD.
Yeah, it'd be dope. So yeah, that's a current event. As far as other things happening, how is the life of Kevin Ward and Drake Kulik been? We haven't really talked. Drake has had a smashed phone for an entire month, which has really hurt like our three-way text conversation. Makes it real hard. We DM on Twitter like two or three messages every couple days, basically.
But guess what, team? I finished an entire month with no cell phone technology. So it's easily doable, man. You can get a lot of shit done in a month if you just give up your phone. It was a good little test. I got a phone ordered. It's supposed to be here, but yeah,
this is my question. Like, you were still on Twitter and Instagram though.
So I would say, so here's where I was at. My average screen time was a pathetic, just sad 4.5 hours a day. And now I would say that my screen time altogether, that involves messaging everybody back on all the platforms, checking my emails, everything, I might have 30 minutes of laptop screen time a day that's not like productivity related, like real estate study or something like that.
I want to know, so what have you filled the time with? What has been, how have you been productive?
My mom was here for most of the time. So it was for like 3 weeks of the month that my phone was broken. My mom was in town. So we spent a lot of good time together, you know, did a lot of landscaping, cleaning the house, cooking, et cetera, et cetera. Just kind of stuff that moms and kids do together when there's a coronavirus and you can't leave your house.
Right. Yes. Everybody knows about those things.
And then I got a lot of real estate study done. Do the real estate test right now. I could pass it because I've done plenty of simulated tests. So that was productive. I don't know, working out, just keeping my mind busy. I don't know, but
you have hit me a couple times with workout concepts.
There's several days that I get two workouts in a day just because there's some extra time. I don't know. Just trying to be less of a, like a sorority chick that's trying to make $9.99 off her ass pics to Brad and Chad.
Hey, OnlyFans.com. Start your own channel there. Kevin, you, first of all, you could fill us in on why you were absent last weekend, holiday weekend. Really, truly like a Kevin staple. Kind of Kevin lives for the holiday weekends, the extended three-day weekends. Kevin's middle name is Lake. Tell us what you've been doing.
So sorry I was not on the shows last week.
I'd also like to get your opinion on the two episodes from last week.
So I haven't listened to Ross's episode yet. But the other one was very good, I thought. I love the perspective that we got out of that one. I listened to that one yesterday, went for a little bike ride. But no, so last week I was at the lake, and around the time that you guys were recording, I was, let's say, incoherent.
I was going to say fairly plastered, I'd have to imagine.
Fairly, you could take the word fairly out of that statement.
Okay. Who drank more beers, you or Beef?
Oof. I don't know, man. Beef can't put him back like he used to.
But he can still old. Put him away better than you.
Oh, man. I don't know, man. I drink a lot of beer, damn.
Now, when Kevin drinks, is it a Busch Light or is it a...
No, it's a Miller Light or a Miller High Life because he likes to drink piss water like a Murdoch.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, there's a wide selection available up there. So the girls, they're drinking the White Claws, obviously. I was drinking a lot of Busch Light up there. Busch Light is, I would say, the easiest beer to shotgun. We had a few of those going. So, like, you know, whenever we play bags up there, it's like loser takes a shotgun or takes a shot. Your choice. And so we had a lot of that going on. And, I was drinking the light beers mostly. And then at night, I'd probably switch over to the red wine. And then late night, pour myself a glass of something brown and cold.
Red wine, baby. I like two drinks. I've now added a second with the margaritas. I like red wine and margarita. That's it.
You look exactly like a seltzer water dude.
You're
definitely a White Claw. Dude.
I'll drink a White Claw. I'll drink a little black.
I hate White Claw. I don't like it at all.
I'll drink a little black. Was it black cherry or
black cherry?
Black cherry White Claw. I'll smack one of those.
I don't know why the girls are obsessed with them. There's more calories in that than there is in a light beer.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Regardless. Just because it's the new thing.
Did some fishing, did some golfing, did a whole lot of drinking, a little bit of work. It was great.
All right. So that's been Kevin's last month. That's about it. So there's some things happening in the world right now. And I don't – in no way, form, or fashion are the three of us probably going to provide anything meaningful – to this conversation, but
what I can tell you is that all my teammates who were not white would not say I was a racist. They know I love everybody of all colors. I feel like that's the resounding.
Okay. That's a hot way to start it off.
We just want to throw that out there right away.
Yeah. I'm not racist. Boom. Hey. Hey.
Put that shit on the table. My black teammates know I love my black teammates. So that's just on the table as it is.
Yeah. So
that's good to know, Drake.
So, you know, forever, social media, first of all, social media makes all of this stuff so much worse than it is.
100% worse.
And I'm not saying that we got to be really careful through this conversation because in no way are we going to try to offend or, you know, like everything we say here, we're trying to stay like middle of the road, you know, just kind of talk about it. If we didn't bring this up, I feel like we would get some comments like, hey, why didn't you bring up like, I don't want to be those people that are like caught in the crossfire of like, hey, you have a platform. Why didn't you say something? Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's why we bring it up at all. I personally, in a group of people, I have not tweeted anything. You know me. I love Twitter. I love social media. I have not said one thing about this on Twitter because I don't think that does anything. And when I say I don't think it does anything, I mean there's 99% of people who put their feelings out on Twitter about this are just doing it
because so it's popular.
Can, yeah, because
what do they call that? Signal virtuing or something like that.
Virtue right? signaling.
Virtue yeah. signaling. Yeah.
So they want the, you know, like, oh, I'll throw my opinion out on Twitter so that, you know, in 5 years when someone asks, you know, what were you, what did you do? Like, yeah, oh yeah, I was tweeting about it. I was like, people are just doing it so that they can look good. It's an ego thing. It's not an actual trying to find a solution kind of deal. So I don't think Twitter's the right place for that. I also think that, you know, there's only so many people who have the kind of power who can really, you know, make like tweet something and change something, right?
Oh, you don't change any minds on Twitter, I don't
right.
think. You're just, you know, people who agree with you, people who didn't agree right. with you in the first place still don't agree with you.
And so I really don't want to his name's Greg Floyd, George Floyd. Yeah, see, this is how much I even pay attention to it because, again, where I was going with that is, you know, I was at a bonfire last night, kind of hang out with some buddies. They got into a conversation over the protests and the rioting, and I didn't say one word. There was 8 people there. I was the only person who didn't say anything because I don't feel comfortable. I don't want to talk about it, and maybe that's a bad thing. I have some feelings about those who are saying, like, silence is part of the problem. I don't know how I feel about that because, you know, some people, it's probably smarter for them to be silent than to actually voice their opinion because it's uninformed or, you
know. That's not a bad point at all because sometimes I feel like my opinion's uninformed.
Right. You know, like, obviously racial violence is incredibly horrible, especially, you know, as of the last 5 or 10 years, there's been a focus on cops and the way they treat black people or other races that aren't white. And
yeah, that guy, that piece of shit is the reason why cops get a bad name. Like yeah. there are 99% of cops. Like I have several friends from high school that are good cops. Like their dads were good cops, but the cops get a bad rap because that shit happens. And like, it's mind blowing. You can't even understand how somebody could be that big of a piece of shit to for that to happen.
So I don't think anyone's defending the cop in this case, correct?
No,
like
no.
Right? This, like this that is, dude straight up murdered him.
I will say yeah. this from afar, not looking into any more than just like what I see on Twitter come across or the news. This event seems to have struck a chord in a deeper way than any other event has, I think.
It's because the video
I would say longer. So, yes.
It was What's like that? It was like an extended thing because if you watch the video, like there's a lot of interaction. There's a lot of time for this dude to realize he's making a mistake and he got in over his head and shit like that. Like this was first degree murder where he just kept asserting his dominance just because he wanted to try and flex his muscles.
Yeah. Like
I think that's what first degree murder is premeditated, so it wasn't first degree.
But that's the thing, is like
it was murder. And I do agree. This I was talking to Jake about this. Like I think it was because he had a bunch of people jawing at him to, you know, get off and let him go. And he's wanted to be like the big bad dude who wasn't going to let people tell him how to do his job. That's what I think is like going through this guy's mind, is he's just sitting there on this guy's fucking neck and literally just snuffs out his life like a piece of shit. The dude had no business being a cop.
Yeah. So I think, I don't know. Where you
he was one of those guys that, you know, becomes a cop to show everyone how big.
Yeah, like he's mm-hmm. trying to prove a point.
So I was talking to my brother the other day, and apparently this guy had a bunch of he had a bad record as a cop too. Yeah. Like this guy yeah, should have been probably.
And I feel like that comes up more often than not too when something happens like this. Like a lot of the cops that actually end up getting, you know, they get in the media for something like this, they actually look into their records and it's like, oh, this is a repeated behavior, or he has similar stuff that has happened to this before that hasn't gone viral,
right? And apparently this has happened. He's done this, like he's had some really questionable run-ins with white people too, so this is a bad cop.
Yeah. Now what ensues from this is, you know, obviously you know, the oppression and going all the way back to slavery and all this stuff. The black community has the right to be in outrage, and I think more than anything, I've seen a ton of white people be outraged. Like, this is like a ton of people who have never said anything before have stepped up and been like, holy shit, like this is a real problem.
Yeah.
Whether it was a real problem 10 years ago or a real problem now, whatever, like I said, this specific instance has caused more kind of spoken outreach than normal. And so what does that mean, and kind of what comes from that? I think what happened in Des Moines confuses me a lot. And like the rioting, especially in the city where it didn't happen.
That's
why you were saying it earlier, why this one's different is, you know, whenever it happened before, it was like, you know, the city where it happened, like the, mm-hmm. the people started kind of rising up.
Right.
It's across the country now.
Yep, yeah. That's where my question was at, was why, what purpose is the nationwide riot? Like I saw the quote from Martin Luther King, I believe it was. It was like, riot is the voice of the people, like the unheard.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Good
and
quote.
It makes sense. It absolutely makes sense, because like you're gonna hear us if we're burning your town to the ground. Like,
right.
Motherfuckers, you're gonna listen. But I just don't understand where the good in burning America down comes from.
Yeah. So for me, you know, I laid in bed two nights ago and watched the KCCI Live Des Moines riot, and then it was happening again last night. I watched like maybe 20 minutes both nights. And maybe this is completely aside from the point of like, this isn't what I should be worrying about or what or not. But in my mind, it's like, we're getting all these people, first of all, and I don't want to generalize, because there's probably a ton of them that are that down there trying to just protest peacefully.
There have been a ton of peaceful protest videos.
Right. Iowa City had a great one, it looked like. But what happened in Des Moines, and what happened from what I can hear in Atlanta and maybe a few other cities, is like you just have a bunch of people who, and I don't want to offend or like step over a line here, but a bunch of people who are like, again, they don't even know why they're down there. Like the neighborhood just decided, hey, let's go start kicking in windows and like let's go start being aggressive towards cops. You could hear the people and like what they're saying in these videos in the riot live feed from the news station. And these people, are you really there to stand up for George Floyd, or are you there because it's mob mentality and you can go maybe get a swing in on a cop without any repercussion, or you can throw something through a building without any repercussion and you can just go be part of it because it's the cool thing to do? Like, and so with a lot of the people that I saw, I feel like it was that and not what it should have been, the standing up for what actually happened. And again, in a city like Des Moines, all these people coming after the Des Moines police is like, these police officers have nothing to do with the Minnesota police. Like, I heard a great quote, and it was, or not a great quote, I heard the funniest shit I've ever heard in my life. And somebody in the crowd during the riot was yelling at a Des Moines police officer who is just trying to do his job. Like, these poor officers are just getting fucking berated.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're sitting there like, come on, man. Like, I'm in Des Moines. This isn't Minnesota.
Dude, the cops are standing there like, I don't like this fucking cop either, dude. Yeah. I don't agree with this asshole either.
Right. And somebody yells at him through, like, they're throwing water bottles at him, and he goes, go get a real fucking job. Go flip some burgers. And I'm like, what? Go get a real job and go flip some burgers? Like, think about what we're saying here. Like, these people have dedicated their lives to service. Like, they're in most cases, like 99% of the time, you pick a cop, you pick 99 cops out of 100 cops, they're good guys, are good women. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. And And then you have this whole other side of it, which is like Colin Kaepernick, as far as the sports world, which is what kind of pertains to us, this starts to come up and everyone starts bringing up more quotes of Colin, more pictures of Colin. What's this going to do? The NFL's response. And it's just like, I don't know, man. I don't know what changes anything, but I don't think that rioting in other cities and attacking other police departments makes any sense.
Mayor Ward, make some sense out of this.
And clearly, I, after the last 5 or 10 minutes of talking, am not smart enough to come up with an answer. I'm just kind of befuddled at what a mob mentality will do to, you know, a group of people. And, you know, I try to sit back and just be smart and not say anything and not do stupid stuff. And when I see people just like jumping on the bandwagon so that they can go throw something through a window, that is like just baffling to me. But I don't know. Those are my thoughts. Nothing of substance, but that's what I think about it. I think that change should be made somehow, some way. Everybody has to be looked at the same, regardless of their skin color, all that, yada, yada, yada. Everyone's heard it a million times. I don't know the answer to that. And Kevin?
Hey, guys. Yep, it's me again. Got to interrupt the episode real quick to talk to you guys about Spotify. One of the sponsors of this podcast. On Spotify, you can listen to all your favorite artists and podcasts in one place for free. You don't even need a premium account. Spotify has a huge catalog of podcasts on every topic, including the one you're listening to right now. Yeah, we're on Spotify. I don't know how we did that, but pretty cool. Other things you can do on Spotify is follow your favorite podcast so you never miss an episode. Premium users can download episodes to listen to offline wherever you are, and you can easily share what you're listening to with your friends on Instagram. If you haven't done so already, be sure to download the Spotify app. Search for Wash Up Walk-Ons on Spotify or browse podcasts in the Your Library tab. Also, make sure to follow us so that you never miss an episode of the Wash Up Walk-Ons.
For a long time, Black people have been second-class citizens in this country. I don't think anyone's really going to dispute that. You know, started out of slavery, you know, slavery ends, Jim Crow comes in, KKK, like they were oppressed people for a long, long time. And I think after the 1960s and the civil rights bill gets passed, people start to think, oh, okay, well, it's all over now. Like it's, everything's free. Everyone's good. And it's just kind of what it like went in the back of people's minds, I think. Because I know when I grew up, like I didn't think that was still around. I thought that was way, way, way in the past, you know?
That's what you're taught.
Yeah, so I was taught and I grew up in a community of 98% white people.
Because so,
I just like, okay, like this is a thing of the past. It was bad in the past. And, you know,
right.
It sucks, but at least we're in a better place now. And then I think with the age of social media, it kind of came back to life and people started realizing, oh, it's still out there. And, you know, I think it's all about, you know, the situation with the police. Why do police target Black people more? Why are police more likely to be rough with Black people? Well, Black people were a lot poorer after slavery. Naturally, they were slaves. They had nothing. They had nothing from the people that came up before them.
Yep.
So thus, for the next 100 years, they didn't have the same right access to education. They didn't have the same access to buying hot property. So there's no generational wealth transfer. And so the Black community grew up poor. Yeah. And we just know that
they were set up by the system.
Poor communities are more likely to have high crime. And therefore, you know, police high crime areas.
Right.
And now, so somewhere along the line, the affiliation came minority community, high crime.
Yeah.
And so, and it's unfortunate. You know, I think.
Maybe that's true too. I mean, maybe it is true. You look at the numbers Yeah, you know.
I mean, you look at a poor white community too. There's going to be a lot of crime.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. It's not about a black community having. You didn't say black. You said poor. It could be a poor Mexican community, a poor white community, and the reason for that is probably just because of education and.
Yeah. Right. Lack of access to quality education. Lack of access to quality jobs, and you know. When you grow up with nothing, it's harder to take the next step up, you know,
right.
Versus, you know, if you had a family that's owned land for the last 100 years. Okay. Well, you don't have to buy a house when you turn 25, you just live in the house your parents had or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the point, you know, America is probably like the most diverse country in the world. And that makes life difficult because throughout history, people have hated people that are different than them. And that's not exclusive to white people.
Yeah, no, it's, yeah.
You go Jerusalem with the Hebrews and the Palestinians. You can go in Iraq with the Kurds and the Arabs there.
I think it's a natural
thing. You can go in African tribes that hate each other. You
right.
go in Asians, like Japanese and Asian people like hated each other forever.
I think if you looked at it, it's probably written into our genetics.
Yeah. You know, Turkey, Armenia, you can go all of Yugoslavia. Like there's so many different ethnic tribes and, you know, ethnic peoples. And for the longest time, people who are different than other people just have generally not liked each other. And so, you know, you take a group of the most diverse country in the world and we try to be better, but you know, it's been hard and it hasn't been perfect. So I think at the end of the day, it's hard because these biases are written in and, you know, from all of our history, you have to find a way to just see another person as another person. And that's it. Because at the end of the day, we all are people and we all, you know, you see all these people taking these hot takes on Twitter. It's like, talk to someone in person, talk to them about what they've experienced, talk to them about what they feel and what they think. I think, hopefully, maybe that makes a better one.
Yeah.
But, you know, going out on Twitter.
That's exactly why I had the Mayor Ward come in.
Yeah, dude, he's so much smarter than us.
Yeah,
he's,
you just kept talking and nobody cared what your stupid ass had to say. The mayor needed to speak.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, he's so much smarter than me.
I see people bearing the American flag and that hurts me, man, because I love America. You guys know how much I love America.
You're very American.
Snapchat, I sent you the guys on Memorial Day last
year. Fucking Captain America.
And I want America to be better than what it's showing this past week. From the police side, yes, absolutely. I think we have to better police the police. On the protest side, yes. I want the people who are peacefully protesting to better police themselves and make sure that the people who are out there destroying Target do not speak for them. Because at the end of the day, the people who are out there destroying stuff are only just hurting their own community.
Right.
Taking away jobs from people because that business might not be able to reopen. These are businesses that, you know, small businesses, shit, they didn't know if they were going to make it before the riots. Now you just burn down their building.
Yeah, in the middle of Corona.
That's a wrap. And that just hurts it. That's another job out of the community. That's less income in the community. That's, you know, Ferguson, Missouri almost like never recovered. That riot was 6 years ago.
I think it's
So I mean, yeah, Target will be fine. Okay, Target's gonna be fine, but the destroying your own community just doesn't make sense to me. I understand people are angry. Make people understand that you're angry without taking away from your own community.
Yeah.
The Atlanta riot is one that just doesn't make sense to me at all. Atlanta. The majority of people in Atlanta are minorities, if that makes sense.
Yes.
It is not a white majority community. The mayor is black. The police commissioner is a minority. I think majority of businesses there are African-American businesses. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What type of message? Who are you trying to send a message to there?
Right. If anyone has the city to kind of stand up against this, it's you guys. Like,
right.
Like, do something.
I saw the mayor is like, pleading, like begging people, just go home. We can't protect you out in the streets because eventually, like, this can't go on forever. Eventually, the freaking army is going to have to get called in because this is anarchy. And I also think that, like what you said, Kluve, there are people out there who just smashing shit. Don't give a shit about what happened with police brutality and George Floyd. They're just out there being anarchists because they fucking hate the system and are pissed off about their own lives and stuff like that.
Right.
So talk to people, man. Talk to people, love people. And you'll find that this world is not as bad as what you see on social media.
I think it's a case of it's going to take a lot longer than people probably definitely a lot longer than people want it to take. And longer than people originally thought that it would take. You know, maybe people did think in the 60s that it would be, you know, 2010, 50 years from now, everything will be good. And I think what we're figuring out, and obviously social media doesn't help that. It just makes everything worse in a situation like this. I don't think it's a 50-year thing. I think maybe it's a 250-year thing. And that doesn't do anything for the people right now unless you just continue to, like, do the next right thing is something that we heard a lot in the Iowa program. Do the next right thing.
Do the next thing right.
Yeah.
Mike, Martin Luther King said, judge someone by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin. And don't group people together. Because that's when the finger pointing starts. Like, you guys start. No, you guys are fucking going crazy. No, you guys started this. And judge everyone by their own character.
Now, who you can judge is Jack's Pizza because they sent me free pizzas.
Yeah, but did they send the mozz? Did they send the extra mozzarella?
They didn't.
Are they trying to sponsor the podcast?
We're gonna flip the script here and go to something positive.
No. Okay, yeah. Love people, man. Love your people. Talk to people.
Yeah, love people and love pizza, right? So, you know, I tweeted last week, these are my top five frozen pizzas. And as Drake and Kevin know thoroughly.
And I think you're senseless on your list.
And that's fine because it's a personal list.
It is.
I'm not saying
it's subjective.
I'm not saying that you had to adopt my ideals. I put Jack's Pizza at number one because Jack's Pizza helped me put on that beefy weight when I was trying to, you know, prepare for pro day, among other things, chocolate milk being the main.
I think you ate at least like three Jack's Pizzas a week.
It wasn't probably three a week. Maybe when I was gaining the weight, but during college through those 4 years.
Pro day training, it was three a week.
Yeah. During the week, like normal college, I was probably having one Jack's Pizza a week. And they're fantastic. And it's just my favorite pizza. And I like Red Baron. I like Tombstone. But Jack's Pizza has just always been the one that my taste buds say are the best. And so I tweeted that out there. Weekend goes by, last weekend goes by, and it's like, cool. I think they favorited the tweet and like said like something, responded. And they're not like some mash, like huge company with hundreds of thousands of followers. I think they have 5,000 followers on Twitter, whatever. But then they sent me a DM and they said, hey, Tyler, thanks for putting us atop your frozen pizzas list. We'd love to send you some Jack's Pizza through Shipt or whatever the grocery app is, if you're near a store that has some in stock, what are your favorites? And so I was like, absolutely. Within 6 hours of them within 6 hours of them tweeting, DMing me that, I had five Jack's Pizzas show up at my door.
That's the livest thing ever, dude. The power of social media.
And yeah, I get it. The receipt was in the bag, and it was $14.53 for five frozen pizzas. So it's not like Jack's is going out of their way. They're getting 100%, 100 million ROI on this because now I'm saying it on a podcast, and that's why they did it. But I don't give a fuck. I want everybody to go buy Jack's Pizzas. Jack's Pizza, if you want to sponsor this podcast, and that's what I tweeted, please sponsor us, all right? We will make you the title sponsor. With Grays,
I'll eat Jack's Pizza on every single episode.
I'll eat. Yeah, we'll eat Jack's Pizza. We'll have a 30. We'll have a 30-second one bite. Everybody knows the rules in the middle of the episode.
Are we just gonna give it the same score every time, or what?
We'll sell out. I don't care.
And I'll always make a joke about Kluver eating sausages because he's a guy and likes to put sausages in his mouth.
Yeah, sure, dude. Love sausage. Anytime I can get meat in my mouth, that's all I want. So I thought I would bring that up. And that's a nice little flip around. Now, there was also a tweet that went down last week about Dak Prescott and him getting offered this deal and then turning the deal down or not wanting to do the deal, and the numbers were being thrown out. And so I put this down because I retweeted with a comment that I would vehemently rep Iowa State for the rest of my life for $175 million. And it sparked the question in my mind, what wouldn't I do for $175 million? And I'll be honest, folks.
That's where this podcast is going.
I'll riot in the goddamn streets and throw shit through windows for $175 million. You know what I'm saying? Huh.
I would do way worse than that.
Yeah, way worse. $175 million?
This is coming from the same guy who says he doesn't need a lot of money, though.
I don't need it, but if you're going to give it to me, what do I have
you
to do?
Like, we've had this conversation. Like, what do you do if you win the lottery? You're like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't think my life changes that much.
I'd buy a lot of Jack's frozen pizza, man. But seriously, what would you not? I'm dead ass seriously asking you the question. I'm asking the fans as well, listening at home. What would you not do? How long is the list of things that you would not do for $175 million? I'll be honest, right here, the cops could be listening. They're probably busy with the riots, but they could be listening. I am seriously considering it. If someone asked me to kill somebody for $175 million, I'll put it on the podcast.
Does it have to be someone specific or just anybody?
It could just be someone rant. I don't know what the situation would be, but I would have to. It wouldn't be a strict no. It wouldn't be. You know, I don't know if I'm morally. I don't know if I'm morally good enough. In fact, I know I'm not. To just someone says, "Hey, here's a briefcase," and this briefcase would have to be a large briefcase if it's got $175 million in it.
Or if it just has a check that says $175.
Yeah, it's got – someone hands me a check. They show me their bank account. It's got $200 million. They're like, hey, we want to give you $175 of it, and here's the check for it. You can literally go cash it right now, but you have to kill somebody. I would have to sit there and be like, well, look.
Well, Joe Exotic paid somebody $3,000 to try to kill Carol Baskin.
Yeah, so. Carol – that bitch, Carol Baskin. Man, do you know how much money that is? You're going on a quarter bill, all right? Quarter billion.
Back to the point, you think Dak Prescott should take the money because he's...
Completely aside from the thing, like, if Dak actually got offered that and thought it wasn't enough, like, hey, asshole. Hey, guy.
He's reportedly turned down, like, some near-record contracts.
He turned down the record.
Can someone tell me why that is?
I don't know.
He's not even a top three quarterback in the league.
No.
He's not even a top five.
He's like 10 to 15 range.
I would put him at like 12, maybe. Yeah. I think I looked at it. I mean, we got Patrick Mahomes. You've got guys like
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson. Fucking
Aaron Rodgers is still better than him.
A-Rodg.
Brady still better than him? I think so.
We'll find out this year.
We'll find out this year. He's getting old. He's losing a little bit of.
I mean, you can throw out 10 names that are
shit. Andy Dalton might be better than him. We'll find out who wins the job.
Hey, now you don't know, man.
Andy Dalton's on a shitty team. Like, he might be better than him. Who knows?
Now, Dak is not a bad quarterback.
Philip Rivers? I think I'd take Philip Rivers over Dak. Yeah, that's a good question. Philip Rivers 3 years ago. Yes, absolutely.
Lamar Jackson? I mean, are
Lamar
you kidding
Jackson,
me?
Absolutely.
Oh, so, you can all take Lamar Jackson over anybody right now. He's changing the game.
So someone tell me why Dak would turn that down, and then also tell me what you wouldn't do for $175 million.
I'll tell you what I would – like, you know those kids who flip you off as you enter Jack Trice?
Yeah.
I would take one of them by their ear, just drag him by his fucking ear, to the top of Jack Trice, and then I'd Batista bomb him from the top and watch his dumb ass fall. Teach him to flip me off next time.
The problem is it wasn't just the, it was mainly, you know, the people who get to eat for a discounted rate at the Perkins that were flipping us off when we entered ISU.
The grandparents going to the Old Country Buffet.
Oh man. Old Country Buffet hits, man.
Going back to Kevin's speech, is everybody love everybody unless you cheer for Iowa State or live or from Nebraska? Yeah. Then no.
All right.
Then you can fuck off.
I have two more things. Let's get to the one. We're going to finish with the Hawkeye stuff. Last Dance, obviously incredible 10-part series. I'm sure you both have gotten through all of it. Great stuff. Definitely have a newfound respect for Jordan. Still didn't convince me that he's, the guy. We're not going to get into that, though. Because, the Jack's Pizza thing, that's a personal thing, right?
Yeah, he still ain't no Bron John, but we'll let it go.
68260. That's all I have to say. They followed up with a Lance Armstrong 2-part series. The second part is tonight. Did you any of you catch the first 2 hours?
I have not been able to catch the first. I haven't been able to watch a lot of TV. Lately.
I'm a big Lance guy.
Yeah.
I'm a big Lance guy after watching the first 2 hours of it.
Listen, man, I loved Lance Armstrong. Then I found out that he was that he actually cheated because it came out and that he was a liar. And then I was like, oh, this guy's a scumbag. Like, he's a liar and a cheater. And then I went on throughout sports and realized that some guys have to just get a little more advantage because, you know, they're fucking lacking something.
Hey, you need a taste, right? You got to have a little taste. But here's the thing.
I understand where my guy Lance was coming from.
Here's the thing, though. Lance, in the world that they were living in, if you didn't do it, you had no shot. Exactly. You're not even top 500 in the world if you don't cheat. So Lance gets the bad rap because he won all the races. He was just the best cheater. Mm-hmm. But everybody was doing it. So I mean, what's the problem here? It's not like hey, Lance cheated. Everybody else was clean and they almost beat him, but he was a cheater. It's like, no. The top 500 guys were all cheating, and he was the best cheater. Mm-hmm. It's like Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. I wish steroids were allowed in baseball because I want to see 100 home runs a year from a single person.
It's still pretty fucking hard to hit 100-mile-an-hour fastball, even seriously, if you're on steroids. It just might go a little further.
And it's so fun to watch.
And it's so fun to watch. And watching those big, juiced-up fucking monsters run around the bases after they hit one to the third deck.
Speaking of
baseball, fun to watch, dude.
Yeah.
Let the pitcher throw 100. The pitchers in the MLB hit a ton of strike zones. You know, they don't matters that often.
Yeah.
Let them throw 100. Let the guys swing the bat at 250 with explosive hips and fat asses. And let's see the balls leave state lines.
And let's give them metal bats.
No,
you're gonna kill somebody if you give those guys metal bats.
Let's give them metal bats, and the home run record will be like a 800-foot home run or something like that.
What was it in backyard baseball? The aluminum power bat.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The
great game.
Oh god, dude. When you got the aluminum bat, you just had to make contact.
You gave Pablo Sanchez the aluminum power bat.
Dmitry Petrovich
was going to the moon,
dude. If Pete Wheeler gets that thing in his hands, bro. So that was the only other thing I had. Speaking of Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, it appears as though they have like a little mini documentary about them as well. After the
Sammy Sosa trying to, he got tired of the systemic racism and said, "Fuck it, I'm joining the other side." He just bleached himself.
Yeah, that was wild too. Okay, last thing before we finish this thing up: actual Hawkeye news. No racism or Jack's Pizza involved. The Hawks go back to Iowa City, in 1 week. In fact, we're recording this on Sunday, the 31st. My brother moves back in on Saturday, in 6 days, and the Hawks will be back in Iowa City. NCAA players are allowed to start voluntary team activities. I had a tweet that I also mentioned that it's voluntary for them to play you as well. Obviously, any program that's a legit program is going to have guys who are itching to get back. My brother has just been like, dude, I just want to go lift. I just want to be in the complex again. I just want to be with the guys again. I want to snap. I want to do all this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, dude, I know. And so they finally get the chance. They move back 8 days from the recording of this, 1 week from the day you're listening to this, assuming you listen when it comes out. They will be back. Team, now, as I understand, I don't have a ton of details on the inside, but team meals are going to be completely different. Like, there's not going to be any sitting down. It's going to be all meals to go. So they'll still cater them in, but you have to pick it up and basically
what
just leave.
What a dream, bro.
And go home. Yeah, no, there's no, check-in. You just, right, you go pick up the meal and you go home. I imagine that like working out and being in the training room and lifting and all that is going to be a hassle because of how much cleaning and stuff they're going to have to do.
Yeah, I know why they're doing this, but it's all a facade because you know these guys are hanging out outside of.
Oh yeah.
Like it's this is doing nothing. Yeah, it's a facade. It's just to say, oh, but we're being safe with them. Like these guys are going to be interacting with each other. You're just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, and you know how nasty.
I was golfing at
Drake. Careful.
I was golfing at Brown Deer today, and they had a divide in the carts.
Really?
They had like a plastic divider inside the cart. I'm like,
wow.
I drove here with this person. Like, what are you doing? What is this accomplishing?
It's so that they can say that while you were under their watch and while you were under, you know, their regulations, they did everything they could. Now, once you leave and you make your own decisions, then it's on you. But
okay, but I mean, you're sharing a cart with someone. You're like,
but it's exciting.
I'm just like.
What about
them all sharing DNA with the same chicks?
Right. There's going to be some common, there's going to be common denominators when it comes to females sometimes. And that's just the way it is. Okay. That's just the way it is. All right. And now that's it. Oh, man. Okay. We're moving on very quickly. Fast. We're out of here. The Hawkeyes are back. And that's exciting. We are today. Polecat 97 days away from Hawkeye football, assuming that there's going to be a season. And my brother said this, and he only got 8 weeks to be around the guys and kind of see stuff. He claims, and my brother is an idiot, and don't let this get you too hard, Hawkeye Nation. My brother claims that watching Nate Stanley throw in preparation for Pro Day and the draft in those 8 weeks that they had before spring break, and watching Spencer Petras in skills and drills, he thinks that Spencer Petras is a better quarterback than Nate Stanley and is going to be a better quarterback. And he says the way that Spencer leads the team already and the way that he goes about it and how confident he is and the kinds of throws he makes. And he said that, I'm like, you realize Nate Stanley has a rocket launcher on his
arm. This is a guy that doesn't know shit about shit, okay?
Yeah, and doesn't know shit. And Zach goes, dude, Spencer throws it just as hard. And I was like, okay.
I hope he's right. Skills and drills don't mean a whole lot to me.
When you got
guys coming at your fucking noggin.
Right. No, that's what I said.
I hope he's right.
Having to manipulate a game when there's really, really mean dudes. Trying to get you.
But would it surprise you though if Spencer Petras comes out and starts balling a little bit and KF and BF just have it humming, you know?
No, I definitely think that he could be a great quarterback, but there's a long road
to say he's already better than Nate Stanley is a hot take.
Yeah. Right. So, I don't think he's
when you haven't been in the heat in the game.
Right.
I mean, that's game experience is big time.
But
I hope he's right because, you know, if he's on point, we got a lot of weapons for him to get the ball to.
Weapons.
We're disgusting if Spencer's a dog.
And obviously you take that tongue in cheek, like, again, my brother, absolute idiot. Anyway, but he's really not. He's a smart guy. He's just funny. But it's better than him coming back and saying, hey, dude, I don't know if Spencer's really going to cut it, you know? Like, it's better than that response.
Yeah, I mean, feel good about him. That's good. Feeling good about your quarterback's half the battle.
I think he said the words he has and this is big words for Zach to kind of put together. He goes, he has a command of the team. And I was like, okay. Can't wait. Hey, Hawkeye football, black and gold, back in black. Bump. Banana. Can't wait, man. Can't fucking wait. That's episode 121. We went from Jack's Pizza to racism to everything in between. So
we got your nipples hard.
Yeah, and hope you enjoyed that one. We're about to record a fire episode with a guest. That should be a pretty fun one. So we will see you in 122. This was 121. Wash Up Walk-Ons out. Hi.
everyone. I'm MJ Acosta Ruiz.
And I'm Lindsay Zarniak.
And together we'll be hosting the On Her Turf podcast. This summer, On Her Turf is hosting a daily Olympics podcast
that focuses exclusively on women's sports and the amazing women competing in Tokyo.
We'll bring you interviews with Olympians and in-depth analysis on your favorite teams.
Plus, we're going to talk about some of the challenges still facing women's sports today.
So join us daily at On Her Turf as we cover all the excitement of the Tokyo Olympics.
Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts and be sure to follow On Her Turf on Twitter and Instagram too.